Hello and welcome to the episode 143 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have a car accident while on tour, some live performances, and one of the first serious documentaries about rock. On the 23rd of May 1960, after a day off, the Silver Beatles continued their tour of Scotland, backing Johnny Gentle with a third date at the Dalrymple Hall in Fraserburgh, Scotland. The band comprised of George Harrison, John Lennon and Paul McCartney on guitar and voice, Tommy Moore on drums and Stu Sutcliffe on bass. On the road to the venue, Johnny Gentle himself took the wheel of the van on request from the driver, a Jerry Scott. Gentle crashed into the rear of a Ford Popular just outside the village of Banff. While everyone else was more or less fine, Tommy Moore received a guitar case in the face, losing or damaging, it is not clear, several front teeth and getting a concussion. Moore was hospitalized, but later in the day, Lennon and the manager of the Dalrymple Hall visited him at the hospital and managed to drag him out to the hall. Moore played the evening gig despite being drugged up and being confused about his whereabouts. Later on, he was talked into proceeding with the tour, despite several problems, excluding his health. As we have seen, the tour was poorly organized, with the venues very far from each other. In addition, there were liquidity problems. Apparently, during the evening, John Lennon placed a collect call to tour organizer Larry Parnes, inquiring, rather harshly, about the status of the band payments. Let's continue with the 1961 Top 10 Club performance of the Beatles, featuring Pete Best on drums, for their second residency in Hamburg, West Germany. 1962, the Beatles, still with Pete Best in the lineup, performed for the 40th time at the Star Club in Hamburg. In 1963, we have two performances at the Odeon Cinema in Nottingham for the Beatles, for the fifth night of the Roy Orbison package tour. On the 23rd of May 1967, EMI boss Sir Joseph Lockwood received a letter from BBC's Director of Sound Broadcasting, Frank Gillard, explaining the decision to ban A Day in the Life from BBC's programming. I quote from the letter, "We have listened to it over and over again with great care, and we cannot avoid coming to the conclusion that the words, I'd love to turn you on, followed by that mounting montage of sound, could have a rather sinister meaning. The recording might have been made in innocence and good faith, but we must take account of the interpretation that many young people would inevitably put upon it. Turned on is a phrase which can be used in many different circumstances, but it is currently much in vogue in the jargon of the drug addicts." Both John Lennon and Paul McCartney commented negatively about the decision. John: "How can anyone read drugs into it is beyond me. Everyone seems to be falling overboard to see the word drug in the most innocent of phrases." Paul simply stated, "The BBC have misinterpreted the song. It has nothing to do with drug taking. It's only about a dream." And it would be a dream indeed if at the end of the episode, you all headed to www.simonmas.com/support and showed me how fab you really are by doing something to support my efforts to bring you this and other music-related content. Spread the news with your friends and enemies. Drop me a line stating what you like and what you'd change. And, if you feel like it, make even a small donation. Or a huge one for that matter. Just kidding, and thank you for showing me your enthusiasm. Let's continue the show still in the name of BBC programming. In 1968, the broadcaster dedicated an episode of their TV series about the arts, Omnibus, to the current rock scene. The episode was handled by Tony Palmer, one of the first video makers to take pop music documentary filming seriously. The show, titled All My Loving, aired on BBC One on the 3rd of November 1968 between 10:40 and 11:35 p.m. It featured Cream, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, The Who, Donovan, Pink Floyd, The Animals, Frank Zappa, and naturally a fair share of people in the Beatles camp. Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were interviewed today separately in one of the EMI Studios control rooms. Then, in due course, Palmer also interviewed George Martin, Apple press officer Derek Taylor, Louise Harrison, George's mother, and the Maharishi. Also on the 23rd of May 1968, Apple Tailoring opened in London. It was Apple's second boutique store to open shop, and it was run by John Crittle, a young Australian designer. He commented about the shop, "We're catering mainly for pop groups, personalities, and turned-on swingers. The teenagers seem too frightened to come in, even though they know this is the Beatles' place. Maybe it's because the place is too elegant and too expensive." This closes today's episode of What a Fab Day. Tomorrow, we'll have the fourth Hamburg recording session for the Beatles. Tune in for more info. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.